Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
OCD flags. So I've saw, you know, as you're checking on various countries of interest, you see the flag, Worldometer, coronavirus, if you go to it. I warn you not to go to it unless you eliminate its download of cookies and trackers and stuff like that. Even if you do run programs to house it, it's still a pretty much of a monster. However, you do see the flag there, and certain things is saying if things stored in your brain, it's triggered, and you say, oh, look, some of these flags are very similar coming across. Now, obviously, in Australia, the Australian flag looks very much like the New Zealand flag. The New Zealand flag has a few red stars in it, and the Australian flag has white stars in it. It's the same, actually quite beautiful flag. In fact, the Australian flag is perhaps, I'd say, one of the more beautiful flags. The British flag is quite beautiful. And so various things go to your head. Now, the problem is that a lot of the flags look very, very similar, or a fairly similar composition. Now, the original idea of a composite flag is the Union Jack. It's got the English flag, the Welsh flag, and the Scottish flag all on top of each other, all coloured correctly. So it produces this very beautiful, very distinct British flag. And of course, the French flag is very... Well, it's just trying to actually see flags which are very similar. So they're a particular size, and you get them. I suppose one of the flags which is the sort of the most emblematic non-sort of symbol flags back from when the flags is the checkered flag for racing. It's everyone automatically knows that. But let's get back to it. One of the things is that... the relationship between the Indonesian flag and the Polish flag. Now, the Indonesian flag is, if you imagine cutting a horizontal line across it, the top half is red, the bottom half is white. Well, that's similar to some other flags I've seen. And also happens to be the flag of Monaco. So there are two countries with identically the same flag. I'm sure there's a slight difference in shade or difference, but you'd be very tried. So the Monaco had an embassy in Indonesia, or Indonesia had an embassy in Monaco, and it had to be half flag risen. You see this flag, it'd be very difficult to do. Then you've got something, the Singapore flag is the Indonesian flag with a small change to it. So that's a bit of a brain teaser. And so I don't know where I got it. There was one flag I saw which was just a particularly beautiful flag. I'll get to that at the end of it. So you've got that. But then the Indonesian flag is the Polish flag upside down. The Polish flag is white on the top and red on the bottom. Across. So that's another bizarro thing. You've got these, and of course the Austrian flag is red, white, red. So this fundamental combination of white and red in a flag is just pretty amazing combination. Now, it was very interesting that say that the Chinese flag and the old Soviet Union flag used to be very much similar. One would have a hammer sickle, another would have five yellow stars in it. Of course, the Chinese one is still around today to get across it. So, red and white, and then there's one with white, then red, and it's a little zigzag across it. So, it's sort of those fiddly flourishes there. The Cyprus flag is one of the more incredible flags. That has the picture of Cyprus in the middle of it. So I'm sure there was another there's supposed to be two flags in there to go across. So going across, you're going, oh, you know, I've been triggered by this. My autism has been triggered by these flags, which are the same. And, you know, there's 7 billion people on the earth just going around. And the fact that throughout history, if you went throughout the history, if you went in the Middle Ages and you said two kingdoms in Europe had the same flag, you'd be going, what? What? What's going on? It's interesting that yellow is not used and stuff like that. The other interesting flag is a series of green, white and red, green, white and orange. Green, white and orange is the Irish flag, which is the green, white and red, or red, white and green. I forgot what it is. This is the Italian flag. Red, white and blue is the French flag. It is very interesting that the French flag has this slight asymmetry. The white in the centre of the French flag is slightly wider than the blue and red strip, and that gives it a certain, really makes it stand out. That small little, like it's 1 or 2% bigger in the centre, and that just really, it's just like if I had to, you know, it's like that is French style. The French flag's very stylistic like that, whereas the German flag is perhaps, I'm being in love. Of course, the Nazi flag is just spectacularly diabolical, you know, this white, black, white and red. I wanted to talk a little bit about the combination of Denmark, which is a white cross on a red background, Finland, which is a blue cross on a white background, which is okay. So Finland looks sort of like the most Scandinavian of flags. It's sort of, you know, very white. It's almost IKEA type. It's not quite IKEA colours. IKEA colours is the Swedish flag. But the combination, if you got a Finnish flag and boiler plated it on top of the Danish flag, you get the Norwegian flag. Bizarre. So this is one of the great things, is that the majority of people would, if they saw a flag that's don't quite know where that is, I'll tell you what, the Welsh flag, which is, I think, red and green with yellow animal on it, is sort of like, sort of the more, I don't know, yucky flag. Sorry for people who are Welsh. That's there. Now, the fascinating thing is that the Irish is orange, white and green. So the Duke of Orange, the Dutch there. Now, the Dutch and the French flag, the Dutch flag is the French flag rotated through 90 degrees. So you've got all these countries, all these possibilities, yet the flag is just so blah. If I want to get into the Irish flag, sort of there's a bit of a clangor about it, but I do want to talk about the use of stripes. You've got the US stars and stripes, and the US flag just has it. It just feels it's just got so much going in it. It looks rather nice, and it's got a sort of complexity about it. It means that if it has to expand, it's got to expand with another 9 or 11 territories to get another stripe there. The stars and stripes, and the red lines. It's just a fantastic looking flag. Now the Malaysian flag, and there's another flag in there, also have the red stripes and something different. And unfortunately, the red stripes really, really goes there. Now I promised that there'd be a clangor with the Irish flag. The Côte d'Azur, is it Ivory Coast? One of those African countries has the Irish flag back to front. It starts with orange, white, and then green. So it looks, so you look across, and I don't understand, it's just this amazing, amazing thing. So you can imagine these countries. So if Poland and Indonesia fought, it would be just mayhem. And of course, the interesting thing is that Indonesia is upside down relative to Poland. So it's actually the Indonesian flag is the Polish flag seen from outer space. These things, or the Cote d'Azur, an island ever fight. It's just going to be say if we had a three-way war between Monaco, Indonesia, and Poland all at once. So it's, I'm sure this is one of these likely things. This would be an amazing thing. Or the Irish fought Cote d'Azur. Now the top flag, which grabbed me as the most beautiful flag in the world. Just as a little aside, you can't fault the Jewish flag for having a religious symbol, because the crosses of all those European flags have a religious symbol in it, and the Turkish flag and stuff like that. I'm sure I can remember there's several white and red flags, the crescent flag and the crescent flag of Islam. It's interesting that it's a waxing and waning moon and the way the crescent goes in. But the best one is Etwani. And of course, you're going down the list of the COVID list of countries. And every once in a while, you say, "I've never heard of that country before," or "How is that related?" And they've normally got a independence movement. But Etwani is Swaziland, and its flag is the most beautiful thing. It's a Swahili war shield on its side, a black and white war shield on its side, and it's just got a black and white symbol there. It's such a powerful colour, and then there's other colours around it. It's one of the more. It's got a population of less than a million, and it's got 3,000, an armed force of 3,000. The largest part of that 3,000 is the military. And the military's main job is civil unrest, and the Air Force main job is flying the king around its kingdom. Now, the kingdom it's not so small. There was one, I think, Rarotonga, an island which she landed in the Pacific, where the island was basically the runway. It was just this most amazing island. It was an island big enough to land a Boeing 707, and that's about it. Going here, so by far my most favourite flag is the Swahili or I can't pronounce it, Etwani. I'd be horrible. It's just got this amazing aesthetic flag. The Korean flag which is that Central Yunnan and those four symbols around the outside disturbed me. There's something like that. It's something sort of like an alien intelligence in that flag coming across. It's so beautiful, so powerful, it's so obviously Korean. It's another hit flag. The Japanese flag, it's the red sun, the sun worship, and the story there. The Japanese flag is it's another red and white flag, but it is minimalist a beautiful thing going through. It's interesting that of all the flags there, the most powerful colour flag in terms of richness is the Australian Aboriginal flag, which is got the dark earth, the red sky, and the yellow sun in the centre. And I think it's the only flag, or one of the only flags under copyright. It's actually owned copyright. And so when the Aboriginals began using the flag, the US company which owns it, began issuing the owners of the flag in Australia with the cease and desist message, and it's just sort of like so incredibly complex. So that's my take on flags. I'm only saying this while I'm waiting for my battery to charge up on my camera. So I'll keep on attacking this way. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.